In this bulletin, the federal government continues to defend Minister for Sport Bridget McKenzie in the face of the grant scandal. Firefighters from the United States and Canada farewelled. And in football, a late goal gives Liverpool yet another win in the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government continues to defend Senator Bridget McKenzie despite reports she will resign as minister over allegations of pork barrelling in sports grants. An Auditor-General's report has found a sports grants program favoured marginal electorates and electorates the government was targeting to win at the last election, including one to a gun club Senator McKenzie is a member of. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ordered the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet to investigate. He says he won't prejudice the outcomes of the investigation. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told the Nine Network he thinks there's still no evidence that Senator McKenzie did anything wrong.
I think if you strip away the emotion from this debate and look at the facts, which is what we should do, I don't see the case has been made for Bridget McKenzie's removal. We all make decisions in our portfolios, but that's exactly what she's done. There was no funding provided to a project that wasn't recommended. The membership for the gun club didn't even come until after the grant had been made.
United States and Canadian firefighters who have been helping fight bushfires have been farewelled in Sydney as they return home. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott says the firefighters and their families have sacrificed a lot for Australia.
Not only have you spent a full month here helping us in our time of need, but you've actually sacrificed that time at a period of the year when you probably got family commitments. And our message to your family is thank you. The greatest gift that somebody can give an individual at a time of need is indeed time. And that's what you've been able to offer us.
The farewell comes as three other firefighters from the United States died when their air tanker crashed while fighting bushfires in southern New South Wales. An investigation into the crash will begin today. Tasmanian police believe a missing worker in a gold mine on the state's west coast has died. The man has been missing since the early hours of yesterday morning when co-workers raised the alarm after being unable to find him underground at the Henty gold mine. A police spokesman says their investigations show it is highly unlikely the man has survived an earth collapse underground. The United States has used a Holocaust commemoration event to warn against what it says is the most anti-Semitic modern nation, Iran. Leaders from around the world have decried anti-Semitism at the World Holocaust Forum in Jerusalem. This year's forum comes on the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazis' most notorious death camp, Auschwitz, in Poland. Around 6 million people, mostly Jews, died in the Holocaust. US Vice President Mike Pence says people in modern times must be strong enough to stand against anti-Semitism, as people were during the Second World War, and that means standing up against Iran.
In that same spirit, we must also stand strong against the leading state purveyor of anti-Semitism, against the one government in the world that denies the Holocaust as a matter of state policy and threatens to wipe Israel off the map. The world must stand strong against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
In football, Liverpool is now a whopping 16 points clear on top of the English Premier League table with a game in hand. A goal in the 84th minute from Brazilian striker Roberto Firmino has proven the difference in a 2-1 win away to Wolverhampton. Jordan Henderson scored the game's first goal in the 8th minute, but Raul Jimenez scored in the 51st minute to level the scores. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the fact his side was able to fight back from that and win is a testament to their resilience.
We don't go for perfection. We go for a perfect reaction, if possible. That's what we try to do. We really fight back in difficult situations in the game. That's what the boys did as well, again. And so... Yeah, we won the game, which is really unbelievable.
And now we'll look at the weather for the rest of today. Perth, sunny, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, cloud increasing, 24. Hobart, a possible shower, 22. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 30. Brisbane, a shower or two, 33. Cairns, similar conditions, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.